The model in the fishing industry, no question about it, has been pro-generated, pro-centric. And today with me is Tom Branch, Jr. He is the pro staff manager for True Tungsten. And I guess the first thing, Tom, you know, the pros are so vital to your business, and to quantify their value sometimes can be difficult for a lot of people, but your model's a good one.
Well, we've had a lot of practice at it, I guess is the best thing to do. And it kind of started with me, Terry, to be honest with you, because I owned a fishing guide service on Lake Lanier for many years, and I worked in the retail industry with Bass Pro Shops for 7 years and went to work at fish hardener companies after that. So I've been on the pro staff for a couple different companies and still are on a few of them, mostly Bass Pro Shops. But I've kind of taken my experience from what I've learned in the industry and been related to and practiced with and tried to make it better.
Well, you guys have got a great model. A lot of times a pro staff is kind of just a namesake or something. It really doesn't, they really don't design products and that kind of stuff. But at True Tungsten, you guys have taken it and said, hey, we want your input. We want to build the best. We want to build the best in every kind of product and come out with some innovation as well. And your pro staff has done a good job with that.
Exactly. Well, we've tried to, since day one, when I got involved with these guys 3 years ago, is I've tried to have the pros involved, because there's a lot of stuff that the pro fisherman uses that the average fisherman doesn't even know about. And we've been able to use that concept and talk to some of our guys and let some of their little secrets out of the bag. Probably the latest, greatest thing is Ken Cook's drop shot hook. He's been using it for the last 4 or 5 years, didn't really tell anybody about it, and showed it to us 2 years ago, and we said, hey, let's do this. So we've developed that, and that's coming out this year, too.
Well, you've got, you know, the flipping weights from Denny Brower, of course, the True Tungsten weights, which have gained notoriety across the country just because of the quality of the product. But then, now this year, you've kind of delved into the plastic products a little bit, and then on top of that, the swim bait craze has taken over at True Tungsten as well.
Oh, yeah. The swim bait craze probably has been going on for the last year and a half out west, and we just figure it's coming to the East Coast. It's just a matter of time. And that's one of the reasons we developed the bluegill, the tilapia, the smaller baits. And I even think that probably next year at ICAST, just a little inside secret, but probably a blueback herring and another smaller shad bait will be our next things that we come out with next year.
Well, the swim baits, you know, as you mentioned, been crazy. I mean, people are catching fish all over everywhere. You know, of course, California was kind of the mother of all swim bait states. But then on top of that, you're starting to catch fish in Texas and Florida and even small lakes. I mean, Illinois, some of the places that Ohio, you know, Indiana, some of those places, guys are throwing swim baits.
Well, let me tell you, the big old stripers and big spots at Lake Lanier like that swim bait, too. We've been using it here and, you know, just the Spro swim bait kind of started it here in the South, I think, but I think the bait was just a little too big, and hopefully with what we've done with designing a smaller swim bait, that it's going to take off. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, you know, you can go out and fish a tournament and catch your five little dinks and have your five to weigh in, but you know, if you're really going to catch the big fish, you're going to throw that swim bait, and you got to have that anchor fish.
Well, no doubt about it. Everybody's looking. You know, they always talk about catching five and then going looking for big fish. How about looking for them to beginning, huh?
Yeah. Just start out throwing a swim bait. Don't worry about it. I tell you, the next thing I think with the swim baits is the rods. I think the next big craze will be swim bait rods. I mean, because if you look out there in the industry now, there's not a whole bunch of swim bait rods out there for people to use, and people are changing different rods. I mean, one of our pro staffers, I hadn't got one yet. Hopefully I'll get one real soon. Matt Newman's helped develop a new rod, and it's a takeoff on a musky rod.
Well, you know, when you look at it, you really got to have, I mean, because of the bulk of the bait and because of the size, you're wanting a rod that has some pretty good backbone, but you also want a rod that has a tip that you can feel those strikes.
Yeah. Well, if you can't feel them, you can't catch them. And the second thing, you can see them most of the time.
Yeah, they bust it pretty good, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, also, how about this new Hackney toad hook, man? Talk to me about that a little bit.
Incredible. We worked on this project for the last 3 years. One of our owners, Tim Gregory, is a big frog fisherman. And him and Greg got together, came up with the design, drew it up, started developing it, came out. We debuted it at ICAST 2 years ago, and couldn't find the original company to really make it for us the correct way we wanted it made. Because if you know a lot about hooks, the biggest and the problem with most hooks is when you bend it or you heat it, that weakens the hook. So you've got to develop a process that doesn't do that, and hopefully we've done it with the frog hook. It's still got the strength. It's a dual hook. It's built on the concept of using something like the Zoom Horny Toad. And it's a double hookup for the fishermen. I mean, usually most people are using like a big EWG hook now and a frog. Now you're going to have two hooks in it, and you'll have a lot better chance of hookup. Plus, it'll run the bait straight, where a lot of times a frog, if you cast it out there on a single hook, it'll want to flip over. This way, it kind of has a keel effect to it. I think it's going to be incredible. I've been fishing it for a while, and I've even played with it fishing a fluke, you know, having a twin hook on both sides of a fluke, and I think that'll be maybe the future of it, too, because people always, when you come out with a new product, they think of some other way to fish it. But the frog hook will be available January 1. I was told that the other day, and I actually snuck you a pack in, brother. They're coming your way.
I like that. I like that. All that stuff, you know, when you get that stuff sent to you in the mail, it's like Christmas every day, you know. Well, the other thing that I think is notable is that you come out, this past ICAST, of course, you came out with a line of plastics that's tungsten powder inside them, and it actually, it makes it so you don't have to put a weight on the bait sometimes.
Yeah, and going back to the conservation part of it, when you make a tungsten weight, you have a powder left over, and we never had any way to get rid of the powder, and trying to figure out a way what we could do with it. So we took off on we're making a hand-poured worm, so it's soft plastic, real soft, and we've taken the tungsten powder and we've put it in the head of it. It's taken a lot of work between Terry and Dan at our warehouse and distribution center here trying to get it like we want it, but it's perfect. I mean, it's incredible. Mostly, I've played with it around a little bit of milfoil grass where you would fish like a trick worm or something. You can actually pull it up to the hole and let go of it, and it'll sink right down in the hole. And it was so funny. The other week, I was talking to one of our guys on the phone, and I said, wait a second, let me catch this fish, because I had the first package filing that were the quicker sink rates, and I had a fish just take it off, run off to the lake. So
you're talking on the phone, doing business, of course,
yeah.
Product reviews.
Well, research and development is what I call it.
Oh, yeah, R&D, you got to have that going all the time. Well, you know, Tom, the other things that, you know, I think maybe folks don't know about is that you guys are actively involved in the Picasso line as well. You know, a great spinnerbait. I know a Midwest, we used to think Picasso was the best thing you could ever come out with. You guys have now got some ownership in that and are doing some great things with some of those products as well.
Yeah, and we're, the Picasso brand is just going to get larger. We've got to educate the people, what I call the south part of the United States, about Picasso, because a lot of the northern people know a lot about it, but the people in Texas and Georgia and Florida, places like that, don't know anything about it. But we've got some awesome ideas that maybe we couldn't make out of tungsten, but we can make it in lead. And we'll still use our same painting process that we'll paint it just perfect like we do our weights and coat it so it won't chip and stuff like that. It's incredible. I mean, the shakedown, the power head, stuff like that, that we've used people's input, it's really done well. And I really think next year, and the way the industry is now, the football-type jig is getting very popular. And we did what we call a fantasy football jig head with Ken Cook's picture on it, and then Greg Hackney has actually helped us, and we've come up with one that has a spring in the head of it, so you could use a crawfish or a worm on it too, doing the same kind of concept, and it's taken off. I mean, it's incredible. There's so much stuff that you can do with lead that you can't do with tungsten, and a lot of the problem we run in with tungsten, for example, let's say if we decided today we wanted to create a lure, it's going to take us a year. Number one, right off the bat, there's $10,000 up front to build a mold for it. And then you got another year of just development of it. So, I mean, the tungsten takes us a little longer to develop. But if we see something we can come out with in lead, we can do it probably in 6 months and have it on the shelves, being able to sell it.
Well, you know, ICAST is a great, great event. Of course, there's lots of stuff going on. You come out with all your new products. But when they really start hitting the streets is around January, and you guys have amped this thing up. You've got so many new products that it's important that people know, hey, go out to that True Tungsten website. You know, look at the True Tungsten rankings, of course, at BassFam. Go out to that True Tungsten website and see some of the new things. The pros, of course, are going to talk about them at seminars and stuff during boat season. But it's about January you're going to start seeing a lot of new products, I would
exactly.
think.
Exactly. And that's the one thing, and you know, me and you've talked about this in the past. That's the hardest thing about ICAST is July, you go to this awesome fishing show in Las Vegas, and you get to see all these new products. The customers get pumped about it, but it's really not available till January. So what we have to do is, number one, we pump it in July, and then again, we got to pump it starting again in November so the customers know when they start going to those spring fishing shows that it's going to be available to them. And it just takes a little bit of time. It's taken a lot of effort between myself and Larry Thornhill just talking to different media outlets and then getting our pros involved. I mean, if you don't educate those guys, like we did over the last couple of weeks, you know, you're stuck. I mean, it's you and the media. But when you get the pros talking about it, you know, that's the whole deal. I mean, that's what the media guys, they want to hear a Denny Brower or a Greg Hackney or, you know, even Jason Quinn if we're going to do something with those guys. They want to hear what they're doing because that's what the people listen to.
Well, Tom, keep up the good work. True Tungsten Picasso, all the products that you guys are coming out with. Keep us apprised on what's going on with that, and I look forward to my little goodie bag, man.
Oh, no problem, Terry. I appreciate everything y'all do. And like I said, if you ever you want to look at some cool stuff up and coming, look at TrueTungsten.com or PicassoOutdoors.com. We've got some neat stuff, and we've got places on there for input, too. If you see something you think we ought to make better or we can improve, let us know because that's part of our job. We want to hear from the customers.
Well, I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.